Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. If you don't feel this day, it's very likely tomorrow you're gonna be like, I don't feel purpose. And you forgot that feeling the moments of life, that's presence, is part of purpose. And to feel them even more, you bring an intention to it, right? To feel the day, you have to have the intention to feel the day, right? Intention precedes feeling. But most people don't know that. They have a feeling, then set an intention. I don't like this feeling, I'm gonna change. But when you become more conscious, you say, oh, I'm going to enter this next situation intentional. It asks, what is it that I would love to experience or make happen in this next moment? Oh, I'm gonna go play with the kids, or I'm gonna go teach my kids math. Okay, I'm gonna go teach my kids math. Let me not just show up, plop the book down, look at him and go, what are we doing? But instead, say to yourself, okay, I'm about to go teach my kid math. How would I like to do that as a parent? How would I like to show up? What would I like that learning experience to feel like between us, father and son, mother and daughter? What do I want that to feel like? Even if they don't learn well today, what do I want the end of our learning session to feel like for them? What association do I want them to create with learning math today? Now notice, that took me, I think I clocked it right, just under 30 seconds to ask those questions of myself. Intentional living doesn't take that much longer. It's like a beat before going into the situation. You know, let me take a second here to enter the situation more intentionally. That is the process of bringing purpose to a situation. Right now I'm using and replacing the word intention with purpose for a specific reason, because people get all lost in airy-fairy land when they talk about purpose. But ultimately, purpose looks a lot like daily intention. And the more daily intention you have, research shows, the more you say you have a purposeful life. Notice, it doesn't say you earn more, built more, did more. It says the more daily intention you have, the more you sense your life is purposeful. That's pretty profound, isn't it? You know, you're gonna go on date night with your spouse or your partner, the person who you're, you know, having a great time with, or who you need to repair with. Before you go, okay, we're going to have dinner tonight. What would be a purposeful experience there? You know, we haven't laughed a lot lately. Let me lighten the air a little bit. Let me make some jokes. You know, we haven't been getting along lately. So let me take them to their favorite place tonight. You know what? It's been a little bit difficult with the finances lately. Let me find an inexpensive way that we can go out and have a picnic and make it incredible. It's about, and see, you're going about life anyway, right? You're going to teach the math anyway. You're going to go to dinner anyway. One experience is showing up, going through the motions, reactionary. And the other is purposeful. I'm going to make this session of learning math purposeful to our relationship and to this young child's experience of learning. We're going to go to dinner anyway. What I'm going to do is make sure that the dinner feels like something
so that we can have a better quality of relationship, so that maybe I can take the stress off my spouse's day. Maybe I can make her laugh. Maybe we can go somewhere and have more variety. You know, we have to think of the way that we're going to do things in advance. That's purposeful being. More intention into each situation of life, more presence while you're there. Repeat. Okay. You'll be stunned. You'll be stunned. That will make you better at everything that you do, but also have the added benefit of increasing the odds that you feel that your life has purpose. So please get that. That means you're cultivating purpose. You're choosing purpose. You're imbuing moments with purpose. That what I love about that is it puts who in the driver's seat a little bit here. It puts yourself back in the driver's seat so that you can cultivate the feelings you want to experience of life.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
If you don't feel that you're getting that divine, daily, instant, incredible download of purpose, then you've got to do some work of your own. Make self-improvement a way of life, more intention, more presence in the situations of life. And I want you to do that at your work too. I know many of you are high performers. You're out there just crushing it, but a lot of it turns to reaction if you're not thoughtful. Okay. For me, example, I'm not a person who loves email at all. So I literally have to pre-frame my mind with intention and presence to do email. So when I go to do email, before I sit down, I set a clock. How long do I have to do email? Usually it's on my calendar, tells me where to go. But if not, I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna do 45 minutes right now. I'll clear the desk. I'll put on the headphones. I'll go through my music album and I'll pick something that might land around 45 minutes. I'll hit play. I'll hit that timer and I will do that 45 minute power session of email. Now, by telling myself, I'm going to keep it simple, I'm going to focus, I'm going to enjoy the process by listening to music, and I'm only going to do it for 45 minutes. By doing that for 20 years, you don't hear me complain about doing email very often. Does that make sense? Because I've just taught myself, it's going to get done. I'm going to make myself enjoy the process. I'm going to put it this, that's just an intentional way of doing it. When I was miserable doing email, it was when that was random. And I was just like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm working on this project. I'm not going, let me just click over to answer some emails. And when I was randomly doing it, there was misery there. Higher intention, a less misery. And I really want you all to think about that. Your next call, your next meeting with your team, entering with a little bit more energy of intention, I promise it just like, you feel like you take the reins back of life. It's a really incredible experience. And I'd love for you to have even more of that. I know being strivers here in Growth Day, you tend to be people who are already more intentional statistically than the average population. But again, we got to make it a way of life. So I know we can all deepen there, myself included.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle.
Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.